You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
An off to prison party. Hold on, let me just say that one more time. Let it just sink in. Just breathe it in. An off to prison party. Take a listen to our friends at Local 12 WKRC.
This is the invitation for a send Samantha Harvey off to prison party. Harvey pleaded guilty to being behind the wheel. The creator of the event tells me it's canceled. Rick's Tavern in Fairfield says it had no idea what the party was for. The restaurant posted today it would never host this kind of event. Candy Schluter says she's glad the party is off because it feels like a slap in the face.
I feel like she has a disregard for, you know, the consequences and, you know, hurt that she caused.
You couldn't say it any better than that.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
An off-to-prison party. Disgust reverberated through the community as a group of girlfriends, some friends, they let their girlfriend drive drunk, organize an off-to-prison party at an Ohio bar for a drunk driver who critically plows in to two teens, leaving them in horrible, horrible shape. Ohio residents tagged Rick Tavern and Grilled in Fairfield after a sending Samantha off-to-prison invitation began circulating. Guys, with me, an all-star panel to break it down and put it back together again. First of all, Cheryl McCollum with me, not only director of the Cold Case Research Institute, but the president, the former president of MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving Georgia, Dr. Jen Mann, therapist, host on VH1, star of the Dr. Jen Show on SiriusXM, author of The Relationship Fix, I Could Go On, also with me, Professor of Forensics, Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet on Amazon, and star of a brand new series on the True Crime Network, Poisonous Liaison, Death Investigator, Joseph Scott Morgan. 27 years Metro Major Case Now lawyer James Shelnut at shelnutlawfirm.com. Tyler Hunt, investigative reporter from crimeonline.com. And special guest joining us, Christy Frakes, the aunt of one of the victims. You can go to GoFundMe.com for help the Nagel family and help the Schluter family. You know, straight out to you, Christy Frakes, when did you learn that your niece had been in a horrible, horrible crash?
The day it happened. So my sister called me early morning on May 6th.
And said...
She said that she didn't know full details, but my niece was transported from a hospital in Westchester to UC Hospital in Cincinnati due to the severity of her injuries.
I'm looking at a crash photo right now. The whole front end of the car looks like a mangled mass. Guys, take a listen to this.
The life-changing accident happens around 3 a.m. The Nissan Rogue carrying 16-year-old Savannah Schluter and 17-year-old Kayla Nagel is hit at an intersection. Both young girls are taken to area hospitals in critical condition. Schluter was driving. Her initial injuries, two broken vertebrae in her neck, a shoulder fracture, multiple broken ribs, a cracked kidney, and two collapsed lungs. She was initially placed on a ventilator in a medically induced coma. Her passenger, 17-year-old friend Kayla Nagel, is airlifted to UC Medical, where she remains hospitalized for more than 100 days. Swelling and bleeding in Kayla's brain means she would also be put in a medically induced coma for 2 months.
Two little girls in comas. Straight out to Tyler Hunt, crimeonline.com investigative reporter. What happened?
So, Nancy, this happened back on May 6th, back in 2020, and two high school girls, 16-year-old Savannah Schluter and 17-year-old Kayla Nagel, driving together, as mentioned. And they were hit by 51-year-old Samantha Harvey, who's out of Hamilton, also in Ohio, going through the intersection of Sims Road and the 4 route in Ohio. And as mentioned, it was a Nissan Rogue that they were driving, but considerable damage to the car and obviously injuries too.
I'm trying to understand, what was this, a T-bone?
I'm not sure where exactly the car was hit. It's damaged kind of all around the front end. So I'd imagine right in the front.
Let me go out to the aunt, Christy Frakes, who's joining me. Who hit who, where, and how, Miss Frakes?
So the drunk driver hit the girl's front side of the car.
So it's a head-on collision?
It wasn't head-on. It was almost like a T-bone.
Gotcha, a T-bone. Ow! And what I mean by that, one car going this way, another car crashes in perpendicular. I can see how that happened based on this photo. It's the whole front end of the car is smashed all the way up to the driver's windshield. I don't know how anybody was even pulled out alive at the get-go. Guys, I'm looking at the sending Samantha off to prison party invitation. Have you seen the invitation, Jerry? Okay, Tyler Hunt, again, I'm looking at this invitation, sending Samantha off to prison party at Rick's Tavern and Grill, Fairfield, Ohio. Event by Cricket Cynthia and Samantha Harvey. She looks a lot different here in her push-up bra and tank top as opposed to her mugshot. Let's start at the beginning, Tyler. What happened?
Yeah, so this party was put together, I guess, by friends of Samantha, and she seems to be listed as a host, too. But it was going to be hosted
so
at
wait,
a
So she's throwing
Grill,
herself up to prison party?
It's unsure because she's listed as a host on the Facebook.
I mean, Cheryl McCollum, let's just digress and talk about etiquette. You don't throw yourself a wedding shower or a bridal shower, much less a, quote, off to prison party. So right there, she's throwing it for herself.
Well,
wait a
I don't
minute.
Think Emily Post
17.
Is going to factor into this at all.
Cheryl, there's 17 going and 26 interested.
Listen, this is so vile and putrid. What I think we should look at is why aren't we, doing sit-down dinners for pimps and rapists? Why aren't we having a day at the carnival for child molesters? I mean, why are we just limiting this to drunks?
When you said that, I'm embarrassed for Jackie here in the studio because she actually laughed. She obviously doesn't know she should be embarrassed for herself. So I'm embarrassed for her because I'm looking at this picture of Samantha and her off to prison party pic. And now I'm looking at a picture of these little girls in the hospital in a coma with a tube down their throats.
But let's talk about that, Nancy.
Yeah,
that's what's so vile and putrid. These babies have gone through brain injuries, dozens of broken bones, collapsed lungs, a lacerated kidney, spinal fractures. Both were put into induced comas because they were so badly harmed. One child is paralyzed for life. And you talk about every day that family's got to redesign their house for accessibility, get different vehicles for her. They're going to be ongoing medical needs with both girls. This isn't a, hey, they're well now. It's not. And this woman was 50 when this happened. And she could have had an Uber. She could have had a taxi. She could have walked. She could have had one of her 17 drunk friends come get her. But she chose not to do that. She chose to get in that car and take the risk of killing two people, and she damn near did.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
I'm reading a letter that the mom and dad sent me. They don't want to speak until after the sentencing on March the 3rd. They say She was a star athlete, star student prior to the accident. She suffered a severe traumatic brain injury and is still confined to a wheelchair. She will never be the same. And doctors told us we will never have the, quote, old Kayla back. She has a long journey ahead, but she's an amazing young lady, and she's fighting hard every day. She's truly a miracle, and the doctors are amazed by her progress every day. Tell me, to you, Joe Scott Morgan, explain the injuries. And the mother goes on to state, there's not a comparison or similarity to the injuries our daughter suffered and the injuries that Savannah suffered. Explain the injuries that Kayla suffered, please.
The injuries themselves, Nancy, this arises from what we refer to as blunt force trauma. And this happens inside this cab of this car. And it's kin to being placed into a dryer, if you will, the largest dryer you can imagine, and the thing being turned on at high speed, and you're bouncing around, you're hitting every object in there. And even if you're restrained, you're going to sustain these massive fractures. We talk about the spinal injuries, also the closed head injuries. And so what happens as a result of this, and in this poor child's case, she's got hemorrhaging that is taking place everywhere, and most notably, Nancy, within her skull. And that's, you know, Mac had mentioned just a moment ago how she had to be placed into an induced coma. And the reason, if you can imagine somebody celebrating this, I just want to paint this picture for you. You've got this young girl whose brain is literally swelling inside of her skull, and there's nowhere for it to go. So in order to keep her in a position and in an attitude so that she's not going to fight against treatment, they have to place her on a ventilator. And then an anesthesiologist, like you would see in a surgery suite for all of our listeners that have ever had surgery, anesthesiologist has to come in and place this child into the deepest sleep you can imagine. And it's not just, you know, surgery. We might get surgery. It might last 2 or 3 hours, or maybe in certain cases, 12 hours. But for her, this might be permanent. This is a last resort event. They have to reduce her heart rate down, her respiratory rate down, and they have to maintain it for day after day after day while they keep these tubes down her throat, while they potentially have to put what are referred to as intracranial pressure monitors into her skull in order to maintain that pressure, and then give her steroids and these other drugs that reduce swelling. That's just to stabilize her. We're not talking about any kind of surgery she has to have after this. This is a nightmare scenario, and it makes me sick to my back teeth to hear that this woman would actually beat her chest over this and celebrate what is happening to these children.
You know, to you, Dr. Jen, man, first of all, in defense of Rick's Tavern and Grill in Fairfield, Ohio, as soon as they got notice what was going on, someone wrote them, please tell me you're not allowing this to actually happen at your establishment. They immediately blocked the party. They went to Facebook and they said, some of you have heard we're having a going to prison party here for someone that caused an alcohol-related accident and someone being permanently paralyzed. We do not condone it. Our hearts go out to those affected. The event is canceled. However, we are currently looking into options for holding a fundraiser to benefit the victims involved. Please keep these girls and their families in your hearts and in your prayers. And I'd like to join their request to you today to keep the girls in your prayers. Their battle is far, far from over. I want to go back to Kayla's aunt. It's Christy Frakes. And you can find them on GoFundMe.com under Help the Nagel Family and Help the Schluter Family. Ma'am, please tell me the extent of your niece's injuries.
So it's pretty severe. She's in the hospital for 106 days. She is confined to a wheelchair. She does therapy several days a week, several hours, physical therapy, speech therapy. The doctors say she'll never be the same. So we don't know if she'll ever walk again. We hope and we pray that she will.
As many of you know by now, Kayla Nagel was a passenger in the car that was struck by a drunk driver. She suffered so many, many injuries. The worst was a laceration to the left side of her head, requiring 15 staples and traumatic brain injury. She remained unresponsive in a coma for 2 months. When she began to emerge from the coma, doctors were amazed that she even woke up. We don't know now whether she will ever walk again. I want to understand more about the perp. The perp driving drunk that evening. The suspect, Samantha Harvey, is due to be sentenced in just days. To you, Cheryl McCollum, what do you know about what happened that evening?
It was about 3 a.m. and the girls were, you know, just driving down the road, minding their own business. And out of nowhere comes this car, nearly T-bones them. I don't know how much she had to drink, the perpetrator. I don't know where exactly she was coming from. I know the bar in question said they had nothing to do with it. They weren't familiar with her before her party invitation. But that was it. I mean, you've just got another person that made the decision to drink, made the decision to drink too much, and get behind the wheel of a car. And every decision the 50-year-old drunk made that day caused these two girls' lives and their families' lives to be altered forever.
To Christy Frakes, this is Kayla Nagel's aunt. Ms. Frakes, what do you know about her activity that evening? Had she been at a bar? What do we know?
I don't know much about the activity. Honestly, we just have been focused on Kayla. I don't think it was a bar because of COVID. I think the bars were shut down at the time.
Also amazing to me is that she faces just 78 months behind bars. To you, Tyler Hunt, joining us from crimeonline.com. What do we know about her potential sentence?
So as you said, she's facing up to 78 months in jail. Her sentencing hearing is next month, scheduled for March 3rd. So that will be the next time we hear an update. And it was reported, too, that she does have a lengthy past criminal history, which included driving while intoxicated. So that should factor in as well.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
You know, Cheryl McCollum, you know how many HVs, habitual violators, I prosecuted over the 10 years? I slugged it out in inner city Atlanta felony courtrooms. Mm. I can't even count them all. HV, habitual violator, means that you have at least more than one DUI, driving under the influence, in your past. I mean, after your first one, your first two DUIs, what more do you need to know? You cannot drive and drink, period.
Nancy, this woman's been driving 35 years. There's no telling how many times she has driven drunk or impaired. And, you know, again, her attitude, you think, well, she pled guilty. Maybe she has some remorse. Maybe she's taking responsibility. And then comes the party invitation. So she doesn't realize it now, maybe, but that judge is going to know what she did. And that's going to factor in how much time she gets. So you played yourself.
The other statistic, either Cheryl McCollum or Joe Scott Morgan will know like the back of your hand. When someone is caught DUI, it's kind of like the statistics as they relate to child molestation. When somebody's finally caught and prosecuted, there are many, many times before that that they have offended and not been caught. What are the stats on that, Cheryl McCollum?
Nancy, I mean, off the top of my head, I think for every one DUI, they've driven drunk at least 20 times, 50 times. I mean, it's ridiculous the number that they drive and are not caught. If you think about it, as the average person listening, think how many speeding tickets you have had and how many times you actually were speeding.
Joe Scott Morgan, it happens over and over and over, and many people still refer to it as an accident. It is no accident. Hold on, Joe Scott. I'm going to go to our lawyer on this. James Shelnut, 27 years Metro Major case, now lawyer at shelnutlawfirm.com. It's no accident when you, after multiple DUIs, you know better. This woman's 51 years old, and you go to a bar and start drinking. How are you going to get home? You know you're not supposed to drive. You make the decision to get your keys out of your purse, pay your bill, walk to your car, get in your car, unlock it, get in. All of these take intent, is my point, Shelnut. Crank the car up, reverse out, and start driving on the open road. All of that shows intent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you look at the recidivism rates for DUI, and you look at people, you know, that have past records like this, I've done it, you know, it hovers around 30% is what the recidivism rate is if a person's been convicted of DUI before. So you look at that 30% of people, and the numbers start to shoot way up as to how many more DUIs that person continues to get. And you look at the judgment that this lady has, and this is the exact type of poor judgment, having this going off to prison party, that caused her to get in this vehicle in the first place. And, you know, what these girls went through, Joe Scott did a good job of pointing out the injuries, and so did Cheryl. You know, when you look at these car wreck cases, Nancy, we talk about violent crimes all the time on the show, but a serious motor vehicle accident is one of the most violent things that can happen to a human being. If you've ever been inside a car that has been catastrophically hit by another vehicle, catastrophically damaged, you know the violence that occurs to you inside that vehicle. And just, it's heartbreaking to see someone who has this type of history hurt two innocent people in a violent car wreck like this. And you're right, it's poor decision making. And she had every intent to get in that car when she went in there, and she deserves every day that this judge gives her.
I'm just surprised it's only 78 months. Guys, take a listen to our cut four. This is Ashley Kirkland, WLWT News 5.
As the Nagel family waits for Kayla to wake up, they want to send a message that they love and forgive Harvey. Savannah's brother says he wants to see justice served.
She's 16 years old. She had her whole life ahead of her. She was playing lacrosse. She was an athlete. She ran track. We don't know if she'll be able to do that.
Devastating story for both of those families and that community. Harvey has been charged with OVI and aggravated vehicular assault. She does have a lengthy past criminal history, including driving while intoxicated. As for the two girls, they both remain in ICU, and due to COVID-19, only one person can be there with them at a time.
What about it to you? You're the former president of MAD Georgia, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Cheryl?
Nancy, there's nothing good. I think the focus should now be on the fundraiser. I think that people need to remember what was taken from these young ladies more than their injuries. You know, you think this time of their life, you know, prom, and like he said, her sports teams and her friends. I mean, they should be thinking about graduation and walking across that stage and getting their college acceptance. They should not be dealing with physical therapy and memory loss and bones healing. It's pathetic beyond belief.
I want to go back to Killenagel's aunt, Christy Frakes. Miss Frakes, again, thank you for being with us. Tell me how her family, her parents, are holding up during this.
It's the hardest thing they've ever been through. I mean, their lives are changed forever because of one person's decisions, poor decisions. Kayla needs 24-hour care, so my sister does not work while she's taking care of her. She has not worked since May. She can't work. She has to be there with her.
it's just, you know, doctor's appointments, and it's been a horrible, horrible, horrible time since May. We're blessed that she's still with us. I don't know what else to say about it. It breaks my heart. And, I mean, 78 months in prison for ruining not just one person's life, but many, many people.
What are the doctors saying about her prognosis?
For Kayla, the doctors from the hospitals said that she would never be the same, or they would never see who she was before the accident with the athletics. And she played volleyball, basketball, lacrosse, star athlete, and everything she did, to where now she's confined to a wheelchair. She can't walk on her own. She can't do a lot of things on her own that she used to. She lost her independence.
Take a listen to our friend in Cut One, Jessica Schmidt, Fox 19 Now.
They wrote messages of hope on every blue balloon. It's the Edgewood lacrosse team's way of showing love for fellow teammates Kayla Nagel and Savannah Schluter.
Savannah would always, like, she had an attitude and it always, like, really lightened up the mood during practice and stuff like that. Yeah, and then Kayla's just really, like, hardworking. They were like the last two members on the team, I think, and I was really happy that they joined.
The sophomore students are both hospitalized at UC Medical Center. They were seriously hurt in a two-vehicle crash around 3 this morning along Route 4 and Sims Road in Fairfield. The news came as a shock to their family members and classmates. Many of them came together to lean on each other for a prayer service tonight.
Doing this shows the community that we care for one another and just show the both of the families that we're standing behind their backs.
That must give the families a lot of encouragement. These two teen girls put in comas from a drunk driver with a long history of drunk driving, Savannah Schluter and Kayla Nagel. We don't know if Kayla will ever walk again after severe brain swelling from the incident, needing 24-hour, round-the-clock care. Her mom leaving her job so she can care for her daughter.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we were talking about a so-called off-to-prison party arranged by, quote, girlfriends of a long-time drunk. There's really no other way to put it. I'm talking about the defendant in this case, 51-year-old Samantha Harvey, with a lengthy criminal history, including multiple alcohol-related offenses. Joining me, an all-star panel. You know, I just wish that somehow, Joe Scott Morgan, I could wave a magic wand and Kayla, Savannah, I think, is on the road to recovery. Kayla Nagel, just wish somehow we could will her well. What is the stumbling block? What happened to leave her in a position where she needs 24-hour care? She's not her same personality due to brain trauma. She can't walk. What happened, Joe Scott?
Well, you know, Nancy, let's kind of break this down very briefly here with her ability to just basic motor functions. This sort of thing is going to be greatly compromised because of the brain trauma that she sustained. And when I'm talking about that, it's her ability to move her arms, her ability to speak clearly, her ability to actually think clearly. Or she might think clearly within her mind, but can that be translated to the rest of her body? Now, she's also got a spinal injury as well. So this is going to further incapacitate her and her ability. This has nothing to do with her cognitive ability to think, but what it does impact is her ability to walk. Now, I do see something hopeful here, and that is they're attempting some stem cell therapy with her. And what this means is that if they can take these rooted cells, these stem cells that they can inject and use from a therapeutic standpoint. You might have cellular regrowth and regeneration in the spine. And that's hopeful in the sense that it could, as her aunt was saying just a moment ago, hopefully, prayerfully, this is going to regenerate her ability to gain some of these, her mobility back again. I don't know so much about her ability, her cognition, her ability to think, and as clearly as she would have prior to this horrible accident that we were talking about, because it is out of, you know, people think about blunt force trauma as a mode of homicide, and you and I have covered many cases where people have been beaten to death. But the number one killer relative to car accidents is actually the mechanism of blunt force trauma. More people die as a result of that because it is ultimately the most violent thing that you can undergo, because your body's encased in this steel and you're traveling down at a high rate of speed. And then when you meet another vehicle that's traveling at an equally high rate of speed, it is absolutely catastrophic to anybody that's contained in those vehicles.
Take a listen to our Cut 6. This is Jessica Schmidt at Fox 19.
It's been tough for Kayla's family and friends, since many of them are not allowed to visit her because of COVID-19. Kayla's aunt says they found other ways to stay connected.
We did a FaceTime where we all prayed with her and prayed over her, and she started moving her hands a little bit. And that just touched my heart.
As for Savannah, her father says she's suffering from a bad concussion affecting her memory and her balance, but she is out of the hospital. Both families say they're beyond thankful for the community's kindness. Thousands of dollars have poured in through online fundraisers.
Her parents are blown away at the support from the community. It has touched our hearts.
While Kayla continues down her road to recovery, her loved ones hope her story will serve as a reminder that it's never a good idea to drink and get behind the wheel.
We really don't want to see this tragedy happen to anybody else, not because of just the pain that Kayla's going through, or we don't even know what her future looks like, but just in general, let's protect our young ones.
And I don't understand it, because it happens over and over and over again. I want to go back out to Kayla Nagel's aunt, Christy Frakes. Ms. Frakes, what about the other little girl? We've been talking about Kayla, but Savannah Schluter, 16, suffered traumatic brain injury as well. How is her recovery?
So she had, as far as I know, she had a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
She's recovered. She's recovering, I should say. You know, she gets to hang out with her friends and go to school. I don't know much about Savannah.
But we do know about Kayla, your niece. Tell me about Kayla's memory, and is her personality the same?
So Kayla doesn't remember a lot of stuff, like, from the accident or some things before the accident. Her personality, I mean, there's... Her personality is partially there. She can definitely make you laugh like she used to.
I'm just thinking about the prognosis about whether she will be able to walk, but doctors seem to keep saying she'll never be the same again. Guys, I was telling you that it's not the first time this has happened. Take a listen to our Cut 13, Chip Yost at KTLA.
James Alvarez is still trying to reconcile how the love of his life, 23-year-old Yesenia Aguilar, was taken away from him at such a momentous point in their lives. This was just 3 months ago when, at a gender reveal party, the couple announced they were having a girl. The due date was September 20th. As the date got closer, they started taking evening walks based on the advice of their doctor. And it was on one of those walks Tuesday evening when everything changed.
I was holding her hand. I was trying to pull her away towards me.
James and Yesenia were walking here on Catella near Bayless when a white Jeep driven by a woman suspected of being under the influence jumped the curb and hit Yesenia. The soon-to-be mother wouldn't survive. But amazingly, doctors did manage to save the baby inside her.
the mom, Yesenia Aguilar, dead. Take a listen to our Cut 12. This is Chris Holstrom, KCAL 9.
One of the boys was pronounced dead on the scene. The other died at the hospital. Police arrested 57-year-old Rebecca Grossman. We've learned she's a well-known figure in the community. She even appeared on KCAL 9 News at noon last year to help raise funds for charity.
It really is, you know, about collaborating.
She's the founder and chair of the Grossman Byrne Foundation. She's also been recognized for her humanitarian work across the world. Now she's faced with two counts of vehicular manslaughter. Authorities say she was driving under the influence.
It's senseless because it could have been avoided simply by using Uber or Lyft, even calling a friend. And now it'll be two Westlake families that are going to be affected by this for generations.
Captain Becerra also told me Grossman did not stay on the scene and was arrested a quarter mile up the road. She was booked on a $2 million bail. And authorities believe there's also a second vehicle involved. That's all part of this investigation.
DUI, driving under the influence, from little boys dead to pregnant moms walking along the sidewalk and mowed down by drunk drivers. Cheryl McCollum, why are our laws structured the way that they are? As a matter of fact, in this particular case where Keila Nagel and Savannah Schluter were T-boned and suffered horrific injuries, the max she's looking at is 78 months. And she, the defendant, has a long history of alcohol-related crimes.
It's just maddening, Nancy. And again, all the legislation, all the fights that have come before, you know, lowering the blood alcohol to 0.8, to increasing having driver's license have that staggered ability. So you're not just put in a car at 16 and you can go. You know, you've got that graduated license. There's so many things we've tried to do to educate people. This crime is 100% preventable. And again, now with Uber and Lyft, there's no excuse. None. I don't care if you're an alcoholic. You know you're an alcoholic. I've never once met an alcoholic. I didn't know they were. I mean, you can, you know, pre-plan to say, hey, I'm going here. I'm going to get dropped off and I'm going to get picked up. It's simple. And when you look at 6.5 years is all she's looking at. And if Keila does not have good luck with stem therapy, then she's looking at a life sentence in that chair.
Guys, please go to GoFundMe if you can find it in your heart. Help the Nagel family. Help the Schluter family. This sentencing is scheduled for March 3. We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.